Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos Shaar HaBitachon, and in today's selection, the author of the Chovos HaLevavos reminds us why it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has wealth in the world and what we're supposed to do with that wealth. So the Chovos HaLevavos explains to us that there is money that comes to every individual that can be divided into three components. The first is the money that God gives you to take care of yourself. That's what we say in our davening every day. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you the food you need in its right time. And that's what we say. Hashem opens his hand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives each and everything, each and every living thing, rots on that which it needs. So Rav Matzio Solomon comments over here and he says, it must be that there are those who starve. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for what it's worth, decided that that's the plan for each and every one of those things. That's what he decided is supposed to be the tachlis for those things. It's a very hard thing for us to understand. The second group is the fact that people have responsibilities. If you live with certain groups of people, if there are family members, children, wives, servants, people work for you, then you have to take care of those people. Your responsibility is there for those individuals. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you that ability as well through the process of earning a living, a parnas, and developing a certain sense of a staple. And then there's the third group. And what's the third group of money? That's the group that HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves with you as a picado. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves with each and every one of us when we have a little extra. What is it for us? Why is it there? It's not there to be extra. It's not there. It's a picado. It's something God lives and gives to us and will one day go ahead and ask us for it back. That is to say, to make sure that we utilized it in the way that he wanted to have it used. And so here, the Chovos HaLevavos adds, this is one of the mistakes that people think all the time. They turn around, they use it for their own purposes, to raise their own great name, to build themselves big mansions, to go ahead and buy 40 or 50 vacation homes. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't understand, why are you going ahead and doing that? It's not yours. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God is not giving us the extras for us to use them exactly how we feel. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to use that extra idea, that extra wealth, in a way that he feels is appropriate. He wants us to use it in a way that he feels that it's being utilized in its proper format. And he says that's one of the great challenges in life, to be able to figure out how to use extra money. In fact, Rav Matzio points out that that's one of the great challenges. We have huge sections of Choshen Mishpat and of Yoredeya that talk about Hochos Tzedakah, and how tithing is supposed to be done, and what we're supposed to do with our money, and how to invest it in a way that is l'shem shamayim and al pi halacha. In fact, the Stipler writes that he was very, very happy in his life that he has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he wasn't rich, because if he would have been rich, he would have had all these shailas, intellectual questions about how to use one's funds. We are Baruch Hashem blessed by God. There's a plenty that exists in our world, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking us, don't use that plenty as just a means to willy-nilly be ignore that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us to do. We have money matters, and we're supposed to utilize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will in choosing how to spend our funds. So, as you go out to earn a living today, or as you're going around trying to figure out what you're supposed to give today, let's make sure that as we're looking at our funds, we realize they're not ours. They're HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. They put our name on it because we're responsible to pay back the loan by using it to better the world. Have a wonderful, terrific day.